This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Where are we with mental health support in the workplace, given the stress and burnout felt during the pandemic? Wellness programs and mental health hotlines are valuable, but may not get to the heart of a wider problem. For more, I'm joined by Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell in St. Paul. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Now, an increasing number of companies and organizations have been taking employee mental health concerns more seriously, especially since the pandemic started, 3 years ago?
Yes. And as you say, employers are aware of these multiple surveys, that show that so many workers are dealing with stress and burnout. For example, LinkedIn's top company surveys show that large companies really started embracing mental health and well-being programs in 2020, and that was during the height of the pandemic. But subsequent surveys report that providing mental health benefits continues to be a priority, even as the worst of the pandemic is behind us, or at least hopefully.
And for employees who are covered, it does make a difference?
These programs really do make a difference. I mean, they include things like mental health hotlines, remote access to therapists, and even improv workshops. That said, these programs are far from adequate. For one thing, you have to work for an employer that offers these benefits. And for another, you're dependent on the programs management decides are worth paying for. And millions of employees work at companies that don't offer mental health and wellness benefits.
All right. And then there's the common criticism that programs like these are too costly when measured the way that the finance office at a company would tend to break it down.
Yeah, so before the pandemic, mental, physical health, it wasn't a major theme in discussions about economic growth, dynamic economic growth. And as you point out, most of the concerns revolved around reining in health costs, including mental health. Yet the real message in the pandemic is that you can't have a healthy economy without a healthy population. And there's a report from the consulting firm McKinsey, and it notes that economic historians estimate improved health accounts for about one-third of the overall economy per capita growth in the developed economies over the past century. So investing in economy-wide benefits to promote better health, including mental health, it builds economic resilience.
And we actually have information on how health improvements can translate to higher rates of economic growth.
That's right. I mean, there are several channels. Just to mention a few, the number of people dying prematurely will fall. So the working age population will increase. Fewer workers will retire early because of bad health, and they'll work longer. And most importantly, workers are less distracted by coping with their own mental and physical health issues or the challenges their loved ones are dealing with. That's good for workers, their families, and the economy.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks a lot.